Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there once again. Jonathan Doyle here with the weekly podcast. Great, as always, to be speaking to you personally. Another really powerful input for you at the start of the week. And I wasn't quite sure what to call this one. I didn't know whether to call it The Power of Perspective or to simply call it Any Day Above Ground is a Good Day. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard that before. You ever heard that sort of saying, any day above ground is a good day? Now, years ago, long before I was married, I think I was doing my first degree, I was working at a very well-famous hotel chain. And the guy that ran security there was a former captain in the US Marines. And this guy was just fantastic. He was a ball of fun, and he just had some amazing stories. And he'd actually done some time in Afghanistan. And this is after the Russians had left, decades ago now. But he'd done some serious time in Afghanistan. And he kept, having this saying. He'd walk in and be going, Jonathan, how are you, man? And I'd be there listening to him every week. And, he's just so infectious, this personality, but he had this saying all the time, any day above ground is a good day. And first few times I didn't kind of get it, then I thought, well, yeah, if you've done time in Afghanistan in the US Marines, you're kind of thinking any single day could be your last, and therefore, any day above ground is a good day. So what I want to give you in this weekly podcast is just another cognitive shift, another paradigm shift. I mean, how many times have I said on the podcast that you don't need a massive master plan to change your life? If you want to do that, that's fine. Get out whiteboards, get out, great big sheets of paper and map out a whole bunch of strategies, and maybe there is time to do that. But all you need, as I've said many times, is not a whole bunch of amazing ideas, but just a simple idea, a good idea that you're actually prepared to use. Because what's the point? Having the best information in the world, the best strategies, if they're not being used. So what I want to give you this week is a really simple one, a simple paradigm shift. Look, if you are listening to this, there is a very good chance that you're alive. Now, if that's not true of you, well, the podcast that I'm doing is having a much bigger audience and a bigger reach than I'd anticipated. But I reckon if you are listening to this, you're alive. Do you know that you've just got to stop for a moment and realize that millions upon millions of people are going to die today. And there are millions upon millions of people who are facing death right at this moment. I mean, we will all face that at some point. But you're listening to this now, and you're alive, and there's probably a good chance that you've got many years ahead of you. So what I want to do for this reframe is to reframe your current problems into that paradigm shift of any day above ground is a good day. There's a great saying in the Old Testament where it says, it's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. Now, I often used to throw that line out. Sometimes people would just look at me and go, what? And I'd say, well, think about it again. It is better to be a live dog than to be a dead lion. I mean, just the gift of life, the fact that you have this day, because tomorrow is not promised to you. You've got this one. So whatever you're facing right now, whatever challenges and stresses and burdens, because I can always sort of hear what people are thinking on the other end of the podcast. Like, you don't know what I'm facing, and I can't pay my mortgage, or I've got fired, or you might be a student and you got relationship problems or, study problems. But friends, try and reframe that for a second. You're alive. Think of the millions of people that are not going to have the opportunity tomorrow. You have that opportunity. So any day above ground is a good day. Whatever you're facing, you've got to start building this mantra. Any day above ground is a good day. Now, this past week in, Team Doyle has been a pretty full-on one. One of the members of our family became very, very ill, and we had to have an ambulance, and all this sort of crazy stuff happened, and it was incredibly stressful. And then we got through that. It was kind of, time in hospital, all this stuff. And then a couple of days after this happened, I went out to the golf course. I mean, it's one of my great, passions is to play a lot of golf. And I'm out on the golf course, and one of my staff rings and says, have you got a minute? And I'm like, I'm on the 11th tee. I'm thinking it's beautiful, the weather's perfect, and I'm playing all right. I'm thinking, have I got a minute right now? Well, I sort of said, yeah, sure, what's the problem? And basically what had happened is that our server had just been completely erased. Someone had accidentally managed to erase the server. And these things happen. That's life, sort of, you know. And you know, they're talking to me, and I'm just there going, wow, I got off the phone pretty quick, and I don't want to let anything spoil a good game of golf. So I kind of kept going, and then, you know, I was talking to Karen, my wife, later in the week, and we reflected on all this stuff that's happened, and she's like, how are you, you know? How you been? I'm thinking, well, any day above ground is a good day. I mean, think, you see, I reckon you probably miss the incredible power that you really do have to choose your response. I mean, go back through the podcast. Remember I talked about Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. He talked about this being the last of the great human freedoms, the last thing, well, that actually no one can take from you. Remember Frankl's story being in Auschwitz and the Nazis could take everything from you, but the one thing they couldn't take was the ability to choose your response in any given circumstance. So when Karen's talking to me about the week, I'm just there going, yeah, look, you know, would I want to do this every week? Would I want it to happen again? I thought, Karen, we have three beautiful children that are healthy. We live in a beautiful home. We do interesting work. You know, we're incredibly blessed. I thought, any day above ground is a good day. So I want to give you that message. Whatever you're facing, you're alive. You have the gift of life, and you have the gift of choosing your response. You know, think of that famous book years ago, you know, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. You know, and then they did a sequel, which, you know, the book was really successful, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. You might want to look it up. And the sequel was Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and kind of in small text underneath they wrote, and it's all small stuff. I mean, just about everything in life that we kind of, you know, it's called catastrophizing, that we think, you know, if we lose a job or we fail an exam or we don't get picked for a team or, you know, a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, breaks up with us, that's the end of the world. No, you're alive. You got tomorrow. So don't sweat the small stuff, friends. I know I'm going on about this, but I think it's a simple idea that if you use it, if I use it, and I remember how many times again have I said in the podcasts, you know, that famous saying, you know, from theology, that the preacher preaches first to himself or herself. That everything I'm doing with you in the podcast is stuff that I've had to grind out and learn about in my own life. So I want to finish with a final idea on this weekly podcast, and that's just simply to reframe your challenges. You know, you're alive. Any day above ground is a good day. Whatever it is you're facing right now, as you listen to my voice, whatever is the big significant challenge in your life, I want you to reframe that as an extraordinary opportunity for growth. And I know you just choked on your cornflakes. You're thinking, you want what I'm going through, Jonathan? You don't know what I'm going through. And if you did, you would not tell me that this is a wonderful opportunity to change. No, it won't seem like that now. It won't seem like that now. But whatever you're facing is an opportunity to grow. I mean, I've often given you the example of, you know, lifting weights in the gym. I mean, how do you grow? How do you shape your body into the body you want? By pushing against resistance. By forcing the body to deal with, you know, stress that it wouldn't normally deal with, and then muscle grows. So whatever you're facing right now is, you know, one way to look at this is an opportunity to grow and strengthen, and I know it doesn't feel like that today. So as I finish, whatever you're facing, just get this mantra. You know, if somebody comes in and tells you you're fired, if somebody comes in and says, you know, I want to break up with you, if somebody comes in and says, you know, everything's gone wrong, we've lost all our money and the world's going to end in 5 minutes, just constantly say, any day above ground is a good day. I want you to write that down for me somewhere today where you can see it for a week. Any day above ground is a good day. You burn that mantra in, it's there for life. And you're not even paying for this. I'm giving it to you free. Any day above ground is a good day. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the weekly podcast. I'd love you to post a comment here. I'd love you to share this with friends. Grab the link to the podcast. Email it to 4 billion friends because it's good stuff and I'm passionate about it and I hope it really helps. I'll speak with you next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.